Hey, how are you all doing today? This is Lena. We are in Morning Minutes. We are studying the book of Colossians in a series called Focused. Today we're in episode 14. I've called it Remember Who You Are in Christ. We are in Colossians 2, 11 through 15. This episode is on your identity in Christ. You are not what you think you are if you're not thinking about Jesus this morning. So let's focus our minds. Let's center our life on who we are in Christ. And here's what Paul says we are in verse 11. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you who are dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. This is a heavy, full, awesome section. Four or five verses. Remember who you are in Christ. Number one, because of what Christ has done, you have been made alive forever. Okay, you've already died. If you're a Christian, if you've given your life to Christ, you are already dead and now you're alive. You've been born twice. This is why we call it being born again. And what these verses are saying is that in Christ, you died and you're risen again. You've been given new life. The circumcision of Christ, what he's talking about is not the removal of skin from an organ in the body, but he's talking about the circumcision of the heart, the removal of sin by faith in God. At salvation, believers undergo a spiritual circumcision. We put off the body of the sins of the flesh. We give a new birth, a new creation in conversion. All right, this is pretty awesome. The outward affirmation of the already accomplished inner transformation is our baptism by water. So it's referring here to baptism. When you get baptized, you're sort of showing what you believe, which is now I believe in baptism by immersion. We don't have to fight about this, but I believe it's a picture of what happens to us. We're dead. We are buried. You put a person in the water and then comes back out. And then coming back out, you're made alive together in Christ. That is who you are in Christ. The old is past. All has become new. You have been given a new life. You're a new creation. You are free from works. This is all a gift of grace by faith in God alone, who does this amazing work through Christ. Okay, this is who you are today. If you're like, no, you don't understand, I'm a sinner. No, we're all now saints. We used to be sinners. We're no longer sinners. If you wake up and you think, man, I'm a sinner today, then you're not thinking about your real identity in Christ. Your sin is dead. You are alive. You live like a saint today because that's who you are. And you do it not because you are able to, but because of what Christ has done for you. So you are made alive forever. Number two, because of what Christ has done, you are forgiven and free. All of your sin has been paid for. God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. The old illustration of the kid who gets arrested for driving wrong, I don't know, and he goes to the court and they're going to take his license away and put him in jail and all that. And then in the middle of it, somebody comes up, his dad, and says, excuse me, judge, but I want you to give me the punishment and set him free. And from a judge's perspective, it's fine because as long as payment is made, it doesn't matter who takes the payment, as long as payment is made. And so, more importantly, in our salvation image, and I probably just messed up that illustration, but in our salvation image, Christ, the perfect Son of God, took away all of our sins. And because he paid the price for our sins, all of our debt, all of the what we owe God, it's forgiven. It's gone with its legal demands. So when I say we're positionally free in Christ, that's what I mean. Our debt has been paid. Christ has paid the price for our sins. So when you stand before God and he asks you, why should I save you? You go, man, you shouldn't, but Christ paid the price for my sins. My sin has been already settled. The account is settled in heaven. And so today, you might not feel free and forgiven. Maybe you are cumbered with the weight of sin. Remember that old hymn, prone to wander, prone to sin. Yeah, we're all prone to sin, but it's because we so often forget who we are. We are dead to sin. We are forgiven and clean. God loves us. His favor is on us. Why? Because of Jesus. Because he's given us his purity and his righteousness. And he nailed on the cross all of that sin that we bring to the table. This is awesome. So we are made alive forever. We are forgiven and free. And number three, because of what Christ has done, you are untouchable and strong. He says this, he sets aside, nailing it to the cross. And then verse 15, he disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. And what that verse is talking about is that we have Christ's resurrection power over evil. We have Christ's resurrection power for victory over sin. And we have his resurrection power even when we feel like we're losing. One of the biggest lies of this earth, what we live today here on this earth, is that we feel like Christ's ways are losing, right? I mean, generally it's a dark world and evil seems to be winning and justice seems to be off. And we wonder, where is God when people are hurting? And we forget that we are in Christ untouchable and strong. We do have power over evil. We have victory over sin. Even though it looks like we're losing, we're not. And that's not wishful thinking. That is fact. That is the truth of who we are. And that is what Paul is driving into the Colossian church, is that, man, you are, the work is done. You are free. You are not to be confused. False teachers have nothing on you. And let no one disqualify you. You are alive in Christ, and live like it. Hey, it is an awesome thing to be able to live like a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Are you living like it today? Do you know who you are in Christ? What identity are you embracing today? What is it that you believe about yourself? And if it's not this new life, this forgiveness, this strength that God gives us, then you're believing lies. I pray that you'll change, and I pray that you'll have an awesome day, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.